This is Ozarks at Large. The McElroy House in Yell County will soon publish The Garden Book Project, a community-based publication that will highlight living gardening traditions in the Yell and Pope County areas of the Arkansas River Valley. Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin Moats is collecting many of the stories from the lifelong gardeners who will be included in the book.
James Obie Woods of Dardanell, Arkansas, raises a large garden each year for family and friends. The garden lot, about the size of a big backyard, is located just a few blocks from his own home, out behind the house where his parents once lived. The family has been gardening on that same plot of land for decades now. Having recently retired from Entergy, Mr. Woods is active in the community, working with youth and generating money for local scholarships. Gardening is a spring and summer hobby that keeps his family and fresh food all year long. In conjunction with the McElroy House's research into local gardening traditions, earlier this year, Mr. Woods let us come visit his garden and shared with us how he learned to work the soil from his mother and father and why gardening still matters to him all these years later.
Got a Rutger, better boys, better girls. I've got some travelers. Beefsteak, that's about the variety of those. And then I just put out the banana peppers, the banana sweet, no hot peppers. And that's just crookneck squash. I got a little okra and my cucumbers, just I put those in late, so they're just coming up pretty good now. My mother's originally from Oklahoma. My dad come up from from the east, Mississippi, I believe. Most of his people came up from that way. And they ended up in Old Arkansas. My dad was born and raised in Old Arkansas. And my mother up into Oklahoma. And then Muskogee, Oklahoma, I believe. And then they met in Ola. How that happened, I have no idea. And then they all just moved this direction to Dardanell, and that's where we were born and raised right here. It was after Dad had got down and couldn't put a garden in anymore. So Wayman and I, my brother, we started. It's probably about, maybe 17 years ago, maybe, or 18. And then Wayman moved from here, and then I continued to try to put one in every year. And, of course, my mother was living then, and she would sit at the back window and guide and direct me and give me orders. And so started from that. She would tell me, put your peas here and put corn there and put your tomatoes there, and it's time to put this out. It's too early to put this out. So she kept me going. These are green beans, corn, and this normal stuff, cabbage, some carrots sometimes, beets, or a squash and okra, cucumbers. And sometimes we do the brown beans or, brown improved beans or pinto beans, I guess you'd call them. And just things like that. I had some watermelon, cantaloupe several times. Still get some volunteer vines come up down there now, and I just nurse those, and sometimes I make them, sometimes I don't. My mother would do the canning. My wife is a good freezer bag person, and we put up things like that, beans, corn. As a matter of fact, I have some from last year in there now. And Dad used to get peaches and apples. Of course, he had one peach tree, and they used off of it, and then he'd buy it out, for buyer sellers, and they would dry them. And she would dry them up on top of this, like a shed, cover them up on the bottom and put them on top, and then lay screen and sheets or something over top to keep the birds from eating them, I suppose. And anyway, she would dry those things, and all through the winter we had peach and apple pies. To me, I just enjoy doing it for the time that I can have out there, and I just like seeing stuff grow, and I like to see the results, and I enjoy eating it. And of course, most of my family do, and it's sort of a garden like that. I just share it with everybody. I'm retired, and they give me something in addition to do besides mow grass all the time. I guess I should be in my garden weeding it instead of out there mowing grass, but yeah, it's pretty good exercise, and it's good for you to be outside, I think. I'm just not an inside person. Last year, I probably made, I'll say 10, 12 bushels of purple hull peas. Also, maybe 4 or 5 bushels of the green beans. Then we'll do natural one, and when the gardening season almost over, I'll clean out a pretty good place, and I'll plant some like turnip and mustard green. Mm-hmm. And I'll have a few collard plants that sets out. So, and that's about it. That'll take me into the fall.
I'm constantly looking back at that window sometimes. I'm telling the truth, I honestly do. I just look back occasionally and think about it, you know. Yeah. You know, that was just something that I did because this is what she wanted anyway. Mm-hmm. Because Dad didn't want it every year. And this is just something that if we hadn't done that, she would have gotten out there herself.
James Obie Woods lives in Dardanelle, Arkansas. This piece was recorded earlier this year in connection with our work at the McElroy House Organization for Cultural Resources and Community Action. This is part of our larger Garden Book Project, a community-based media effort working to shed light on the living gardening traditions in the community and the gardeners who keep these traditions alive. In sharing these stories, we're also organizing within the community, working toward community-led initiatives that ensure everyone in Pope and Yell counties have access to affordable, healthy food. You can learn more about our Garden Book Project at mcroyhouse.wordpress.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.
Meredith Martin-Motes is the director of the McElroy House in Yell County, a grassroots community-based organization working to find local solutions to local problems. You can also read more of her work at her blog, boileddownjuice.com.